From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had defused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second biggest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council of Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said that any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether that could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. There are some reports that Turkey's military is already making moves to shore up support for the FSA. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged tie to the hijackers. This is VOA News.